morning, Alex.
So why is there so much concern over women giving evidence and there not being protections?
We had a lot of issues with the inquiry getting up in the first place. There's been a lot of review and inquiries of the family law system already, and this inquiry was really put in place at the behest of a number of fathers' rights advocates who were sort of really saying that the family law system is being rorted by women who are liars and who are coming out and sort of making claims, spurious claims of domestic violence to rort the system to gain access to their children unfairly and access to child support payments that they're not entitled to. So we already had concerns about the family law system because we know that that's obviously not the case. But given that the family law inquiry went ahead, there's a number of survivors that are coming forward saying that they will not feel safe to give evidence to an inquiry that has been set up in this way, and in addition to that, an inquiry that's been set up within that culture and within that context, there's been a lot of concern that there's been an emboldening of those who use violence in their relationships and who use coercive control and abusive tactics. There's been an emboldening of them, and there's going to be a lot of victim blaming and victim shaming, and a lot of a lot of misinformation coming out about how victims do lie in family law matters about family violence, and that is going to cause a lot of re-traumatization.
And so, kind of in light of that, then what safeguards or protections would you like to see introduced?
Look, what we would like to see introduced, and we've said this from the very beginning, as soon as we found out that the government was going to go ahead with this inquiry against the advice of every single women's safety and child safety organisation in the country, we said, well, if you're going to do this, the Prime Minister had said he wanted to hear from ordinary Australians. We said, well, you're not going to hear from all ordinary Australians. Number one, under Section 121 of the Family Law Act, people who are parties to proceedings, they cannot just come out and talk about their matter. They can't identify those parties to proceedings. They can't identify the matter in any way in a public forum. And there's also obviously, issues with, identifying other parties because of, perhaps being prosecuted as well by the other party. So we've said from the get-go, you're not going to hear women coming forward. And also many of these women are also subject to, additional threats, and it would make them even at more threat of additional risk of harm and violence. So what we've asked for is for the ability for women to, and for any survivors of violence, to be able to give evidence remotely, for evidence to be given given anonymously, but also really importantly, women need to be able to have access to legal advice about what they can and can't say. Many women would like to speak up, but they're very fearful about what they can say. We also need to realise that there's going to be a lot of re-traumatisation, as I said, so we need to acknowledge that and provide the appropriate services for women to access support. And also there's a fear of coming forward and telling your stories and what the media will do with that, and how that's going to be treated by the media. We know there's been a history and there's an ongoing issue with the way in which domestic violence is reported in the media. And we want to make sure, that there's been leaps and bounds and gains in that area, but there's also still a long way to go in the way in which the media reports domestic and family violence. And we need to make sure that there are protocols put in place in the way in which media reports on these matters.
Yeah, and if I could just ask you one last question. So the Senate motion's gone through. What kind of impact will it have on the proceedings, do you think?
Look, I think it will have a substantive impact. We've been really concerned about the inquiry as a whole, but I think this should have an impact in the sense that women should be able to, and those survivors of domestic and family violence and abuse should be able to have mechanisms, but we're yet to see. A letter is being written to the committee of the inquiry today to remind them this Senate motion has been passed by the Senate, and asking them to respond and asking them what mechanisms will be put in place in response to that. The committee then need to respond and advise what mechanisms will be put in place. So the motion's been passed. We do need to get a response from the committee as to what tangible material measures will be put in place to secure those safety mechanisms. Mm.
Hayley, I'm sorry, that's all we've got time for, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries, Alex. Thanks very much for your time.